Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Happy Friday. This is the Brett Maga Show. Let's kick off the weekend with some good news, some positivity. AB picked out a story for you to enjoy today. What do you got coming up, AB?
Yeah, I'm going to share why it's important to always be very aware of your surroundings next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
A waitress in Louisiana who is still in high school has already saved 2 lives.
Whoa.
She, way back when, had to do the Heimlich on her dad and saved his life. But recently, she was hanging Halloween decorations, and she noticed her neighbor had his hands on his neck like he was choking. So she ran over to him and saved his life, too.
Holy cow.
Wow. Like,
yeah.
Just like bouncing around like Spider-Woman?
I know.
Yeah. Boom, boom. That's cool. Well, now that's a fun, good news story to kick off your day.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Today is National Pasta Day.
Ooh.
What is your favorite type of pasta noodle? Like spaghetti, angel hair, mozzarella style, fettuccine style? What type of pasta noodle is your pasta noodle of choice?
I love a good tortellini shell.
I was going to go.
I think that's my choice.
Anything is good in tortellini style.
Yeah.
Okay. Tortellini is probably my favorite because it's like the little cheese usually or something stuffed in with it and it's like a noodle of some sort. But I honestly think I'm just going to get greedy. I feel like ravioli is still considered a noodle, even though it's kind of like a little cheesecake.
Right.
A pasta cheesecake. It's like a whole little pie of itself.
Yeah, but I just think the normal spaghetti noodle's awesome.
I see.
You know?
If I was going to go like
basic.
Like if I'm going to go basic noodles, I like angel hair. I like the thinner spaghetti than the thick spaghetti or like really thick. Like
well, you could just, you know, dress it up and make it bow tie.
Would you go bow tie?
Fancy.
Would you go bow tie?
Shout out
bow
tie.
No, he doesn't like bow tie.
I like bow tie. No, I think bow tie is easier to eat.
You think so?
Yeah, you just stab it with your fork.
I'm going with the spin.
All right.
I'm a stabber.
Yeah. Now I just want some pasta, man.
Same.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Let's take the next 2 minutes. It's all we're going to spend on it is just 2 minutes of reading headlines that are trending and going viral. Hannah will either tell me keep it moving, scroll past that headline, or she'll ask me to click on the link. Fastest fast food drive-thrus in the U.S. They ranked them. Big competition.
Ooh, okay. I think Chick-fil-A has to be very high.
Last.
What?
I know. I thought the same thing. And I was like, Chick-fil-A feels like they work for NASCAR.
Literally. They got it down.
But it does kind of make sense. So how they rank them is it's wait time, service time, and total time. Chick-fil-A is always so busy and the line is so long. They're efficient, but you do wait a lot longer than you were to go to like a drive-thru that has nobody in it. And so it's just going to take a lot longer. So Chick-fil-A was dead last in fast food drive-thrus. Okay. Time
well,
spent.
Who'd they say is at the top then?
Taco Bell. It's number one.
Lies.
5 years running.
Oh, wow.
Lies. I feel like they don't have it together.
Lies, man. 5 years running. I think it's because
they're pretty good.
I've never seen anyone in the Taco Bell drive-thru line. That's why you're just
well,
like,
yeah, you're the only one.
Yeah, 3 a.m., you're by yourself. Yeah. So that's why they have the higher score, I guess. But still.
And KFC was number two. Win with losing lottery tickets.
Win with losing lottery tickets?
Yeah, I guess this is apparently a thing that happens and a lot of people don't know about it, and you can actually win a ton of money. If you bought a lottery ticket that turned out to be a loser, they say don't throw it away. Most states' lotteries run a second chance drawing after
what?
Winning ticket holders don't claim the prize. The odds are typically much better than the original game because very few people re-enter their losing lottery tickets, and you got a better chance of making money. Look on the back of your lottery tickets. There's instructions and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't know.
Gambler's dream to learn more about that.
A little hack for you. How about a ketchup hack?
No, hate ketchup. Keep it moving.
All right. How much Halloween costs if you're single and how much it costs if you have kids?
Ooh, okay.
$193 for singles. If you have kids, Halloween runs you about $445.
$193 for yourself?
Yeah, that's
what
crazy.
What are you doing?
Yeah. I guess decorations.
Decorations, costumes, and still buying candy if you give it out to people.
Jeez.
Yeah, so like there still adds up. If you have kids, they're like said like $445. 60 of that was spent on costumes. I just got my kids' costumes. I have three kids. It wasn't just 60
right.
bucks. It
right.
was even more.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Gabe, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
Good, Gabe. Are you ready to take on Hannah and Hannah's homeschool?
I hope so.
All right. Are you a pop culture guru, Gabe?
A little bit. Not really.
Hello, Gabe,
he couldn't even lie.
I'm a guru. They call me Guru Gabe. No. They don't do that. They don't come in. All right, Hannah, you leave the room so we can help Gabe. He's going to clearly need some help.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hannah leaving the room. We're going to ask Gabe pop culture questions, five of them. Hannah will get the same ones. We'll see who gets more right, okay?
Okay.
All right, Gabe, I know the other night you were probably locked in on the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Actually, it's not probably weird for a guy to want to watch the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Just name me one Victoria's Secret model that was in the Victoria's Secret.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good fashion show.
Let's go with Sophia. That sounds like somebody who'd be on there.
Sophia.
You're probably not wrong.
Probably.
But I don't know if we can count that one, Gabe. Okay. Kevin Federline is releasing a tell-all book about his ex-wife. Who is Kevin Federline's ex-wife?
I've never heard of this man.
Neither have I.
Where are you?
Gabe, you need to phone a friend. I would not phone AB. I would phone the other Kevin, and I can help you out if you'd like.
Yeah.
It's Britney Spears' ex.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
You're doing great, Gabe. On Call Her Daddy podcast, Kim said she never hooked up with her brother-in-law, Travis Barker, which was a rumor. Which sister is Travis Barker married to? You're out of phone your friends, and now you have Kardashian question.
I don't even.
Can you name any Kardashian sister?
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian said she didn't hook up with her brother-in-law, who was married to Kim Kardashian. Great job, Gabe.
At least you got a name.
It was Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian. All right. Kim Kardashian was not Kim Kardashian's sister. Kylie Jenner just released her new auto-tune song. She said her alter ego that she adopted in her early 20s is back. What is her alter ego's name? Great job, Gabe.
These are hard questions.
Sorry.
These probably couldn't have been any easier.
No.
Britney Spears and Kevin Federline had one of the most famous marriages. Kourtney Kardashian is Kim Kardashian's sister, King Kylie. And then Robert Irvine is on this season of Dancing with the Stars. Irvine is a different Robert.
Right, exactly.
Robert Irwin is on this season of Dancing with the Stars. Who is Robert's dad?
Jesse Irwin.
Okay.
No.
I watched Dancing with the Stars, and I actually can't remember his dad's name either.
Guys,
Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter.
AB, you need to get us some coffee. Wow. I know you don't drink coffee, but he's the crocodile hunter, also one of the most iconic people ever. All right, so Gabe, you got one, but so did AB, so you got that going for you. All right, we're going to bring Anna back in and see if she can get at least one. One of the worst performances ever, Gabe. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we have our pop culture.
Why is everybody laughing?
Because Gabe posted one of the worst scores and one of the worst performances we've ever had on Hannah's homeschool. How'd you feel about it, Gabe?
Not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Gabe, tell her how many you got right.
One.
All right. Maybe the questions are really
That's
really
what AB
hard.
Said.
I thought they were hard.
I think they're moderately easy. All right. Name a model from the Victoria's Secret fashion show that aired the other night.
Gigi Hadid.
Yes, correct. Boom. Right on the board. One of the most famous Victoria's
More
Secret
red.
Models. Yep. Kevin Federline is releasing a tell-all book about his ex-wife. Who's Kevin Federline's ex-wife?
Britney Spears.
All right, we're 2-for-2 on these really challenging questions, Hannah. On the Call Her Daddy podcast, Kim said she never hooked up with her brother-in-law, Travis Barker. Which sister is Travis Barker married to?
Courtney.
3-for-3. Kylie Jenner just released her new auto-tune song. She said it's her alter ego that she adopted in her early 20s. King Kylie is back. 4-for-4. And now I'm going to say Irvin.
Right.
Irwin?
So Robert Irwin is on the season of Dancing with the Stars. Who's Robert's dad?
Steve Irwin.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
5-for-5. Got all of them correct. The crocodile hunter. Really challenging questions from Hannah, who barely paused, Gabe.
Yeah.
AB, are you impressed with Hannah?
I'm pretty impressed, yeah.
Yeah. Gabe, you have to say this is Gabe and I'm a Hannah homeschool dropout or something.
Yeah, this is Gabe and I am a Hannah's homeschool dropout.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's do it. Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. According to a study, about 5% of Americans have this on them right now. What do they have? 5%.
This 5% of people are clutch. I'm going to say that 5% of people have a lint roller on them.
Boom. Good guess. No, that's not it, but it's a great guess. I thought that was a great one.
I immediately thought a gun.
Oh,
and I can't say boom after that. Great guess.
I know.
Say,
primarily,
that's a guess.
Yeah, conceal and carry, people.
You think only five?
I know a lot of people. Right. Anyway, I'm gonna say gum.
Well, a little different answer
yes.
there.
Yeah.
Switch an N and an M. Uh-huh.
No one got it correct, guys. According to a recent study, about 5% of Americans have this on them right now. I will give you a hint if you are a Brett Maga Show person who listens on a regular basis. We talked about this 855-444-MEGA. Thanks, people who do the show every single day. Like,
I don't
no
remember what we talked about 5 minutes ago.
All right.
So.
Well, the answer's coming away next.
Mega Minds.
Look, I gave you a big hint. I said we were just talking about this the other day. According to a study, about 5% of Americans have this on them right now. It's the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Maga Show.
Titus texted in and said a mint. Cassie says cash. Paul says Kleenex. The musician family says a pocket knife. Martin says a fat pimple on the center of your forehead.
Did we talk about that earlier?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Handkerchief. And Heather texted in and said a comb.
I bet you I know what it is. It is cash. It's a $100 bill.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Only about 5% of Americans have that on them right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I wish I had that. That ain't me.
Yeah, I wish I had a $100 bill just generally, like ever.
Yeah.
AB did something super sweet for her sister. Find out what that gesture was in 3 minutes, right after Alex Warren on the Brett Maga Show. All right, we are 60 minutes commercial free to kick off the weekend. And I'm just curious, if you have any special diets or diet restrictions, what is it like when you go to a restaurant? I don't have these. My family and friends, they do have these. And I always feel like it's such an interesting question to ask how you're supposed to approach it. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Like for my mother-in-law is vegetarian. She doesn't like sometimes she doesn't even like that you bring it up. Like I'll figure it out on the menu. I know how to order. Don't go out of your way. You're just drawing attention. Like, oh, there's the vegetarian. And it feels so weird. AB has a sister who has a gluten allergy, and you did something super surprising because the menu is always an issue for her, and so you surprised her with something recently.
Yeah, my sister Kate is gluten-free, and I was in New York with Kate and my mom, and normally Kate is not one of the annoying people who will complain about, you know, there's only two things I get to choose from. But I know that it sucks every time we go out to eat and she has, you know, two or three things off the menu she can choose from, normally just being a salad. And so I was like, well, I'm going to do some research, and it's New York. There's got to be restaurants that are fully gluten-free, not just like a specific part on the menu like a lot of people have or a lot of restaurants have. So I did a bunch of research on TikTok to find what the best gluten-free restaurants were. And so I was able to surprise her. And for the first time in over a year, she was able to look at everything on the menu and choose something out of all those options.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then she got a salad.
Yes.
No, she did not. I would have been pissed.
Well,
she got
so
pasta.
Sweet. You like sacrificed your meal, basically.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't mind. My mom was not happy about it.
Okay, so you got pasta, which, because people are always like, I'm gluten-free. And I don't even know what gluten-free means. But it means you're allergic to a grain, right? It's usually in pastas and wheats and rice and things like that, right? Is that what it is?
Yes. And this restaurant was great. I mean, I think the meal that my sister got, I think was the best. You could not tell it was gluten free at all.
I was going to ask that because, like pasta, you feel like, okay, if it's
don't mess with it.
Yeah, like a grain, and that's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's literally what pasta is. And you couldn't tell a difference.
I could not tell a difference in her meal.
We had gone to like vegetarian restaurants where they like make all these like foods that you would think have meat in it, or vegan restaurants that have like queso and it's like a cheese and you're like, it's just made of nuts and it tastes exactly the same. It's a crazy experience.
Mm-hmm. I feel like allergies are so prominent now that people are really like getting the science down of how to make stuff seem.
Yeah. And it was different than just a restaurant with a couple gluten-free options, because normally those aren't what they really care about. They just kind of will be like, here you go, and it'll taste horrible. But with the gluten-free restaurant, they cared about every single dish they were putting out, and so it was cool to be able to see my sister be so excited about it.
Do you have a food allergy? Do you have a dietary restriction? And do you always have to order the same thing at a restaurant? Do people always ask? My voice just went out. Did you hear that?
Yeah,
it just doesn't work.
Welcome back.
Yeah, he just like stopped working.
Welcome back, Brett Mega.
You can't eat gluten anymore before you talk.
I think I have a gluten allergy, guys. That's what it means. Do you have to just order the same thing? And do people always point it out? For some reason, like Hannah had said, so many people have some type of allergy or some type of dietary restriction. It's like almost weird if you don't know. They're like, oh, you just eat anything? Like, but for some reason, every time I'm out with like a vegetarian, they're like, so can you eat pork? I'm like, no, I'm a vegetarian. What about chicken?
Right.
Like, no, like no. They're like, act like they've never heard of it before. 855-444-MEGA. How do you handle having dietary restrictions? Have you ever been to a specialty restaurant? Take your calls on this next. It is the Brett Mega Show, and I thought AB did this really cool gesture for her sister who has a gluten allergy and went to a completely gluten restaurant. Did all this research and went to a all gluten-free restaurant for her sister when they're on a girls' trip. Because I do think, like, if you have a food allergy or a dietary restriction for whatever reason, whether vegetarian, gluten-free, or whatever, people always seem to think it's weird. It's always hard to order on the menu. You're always trying to draw attention to yourself. Just to be completely free at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Where she didn't have to think about anything. No one had to make a big deal about it. You just look at the menu and you're like, cool, I'll just order whatever I want. It's pretty cool. How is it for you if you have a dietary restriction? What is it? And then how do you go about going to restaurants, going to like a family outing where there's a party? 855-444-MEGA. Take your calls at 855-444-6342. Carmen, I've actually never heard of this before. What is your dietary restriction? So what do you have?
I have alpha-gal.
What's that?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I was bit by a tick, and the tick basically makes it to where you can't digest certain types of foods. So I can eat any kind of meat except for poultry and fish. It's anything that gives live birth you can't eat.
Really?
Wow. Because of a tick bite?
Because of a tick bite.
Did it happen like when you were younger? And then it like...
It was about 6 years ago, 5-6 years ago.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah. And so then when you go to restaurants and things like that, you have to just look for like the chicken on the menu, I'm guessing, right?
Right, yeah. Most places will have some kind of poultry, and it's usually chicken, that you can order. And mine actually isn't as bad as some of people that I've heard of, like, because dairy can be a big issue also. And so you have to watch out for cheeses and all of that type of stuff, too.
I couldn't eat cheese anymore. I'd just give up.
Yeah, new fear unlocked. Ticks.
What about, like, when you go to, like, family outings and things like that? Do you have to, like, hey, I got my own chicken over here laying eggs?
If it's a place that, or if it's a family outing or something like that, somebody that I know that they aren't making something that's friendly to mine, then a lot of times they'll be fine with me just bringing some chicken, or like a lot of times I'll bring a chicken burger or turkey burger or something like that, and they'll cook it up for me without a problem.
Is that awkward ever? Like, hey, I brought my own burger.
It can be, yeah. I have to do a lot of explaining, so yeah.
Yeah, and then like
everyone's like, "Oh, never heard of that."
That's what sucks, like about like AB's sister or you or anyone who's like a dietary. You always have to explain yourself every single time.
Yeah, and then it's always, well, what happens when you eat gluten and then, all this stuff? And it's like, well, this is awkward.
I was literally just about to ask that.
It's the same question. Hannah was so curious, but it's the same questions probably people ask you all the time. And then the funniest thing is they do. They'll ask you like. Can you eat this? Can you eat that? Like, they just go through a checklist, and you're like, all right, let's just go through the grocery list here.
Right. Yeah, I've had a lot of people saying, oh, I couldn't give up steak. I would have to just eat steak. And I'm like, well, you would give it up when your throat swells up. So
I love the people that think they know that. I wouldn't do that. So you don't want to. I decide. Like,
I can make it work.
Yeah, I can make it work. thank you so much for the call. And so relatable. But I couldn't give up steak.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Britney Spears' ex-husband has been running his mouth all over social media this week, promoting his brand new memoir that's basically just like a tell-all about Britney Spears. So the way he's like, quote, promoting this book is basically just dropping like headline after headline about Britney. Some of the things we've heard this week is the one I told you about, like how she would hold knives in her kid's bedroom in the middle of the night. We heard she called Justin Timberlake the night before her wedding with Kevin.
We heard that she was sleeping with, like, female strippers. I mean, he couldn't have spilled more tea about her this week than he did before his book even dropped. It was just bad. So Brittany finally had enough, and she shared this really long-winded message on Twitter. A lot of it didn't really make sense, of course, but I pulled some of the pieces that I think, like, really capture what she was trying to say. She said, "I'm always being threatened or made to believe I'm the bad one as they profit off my pain. I 100% beg to differ the way he is literally attacking me in his interviews. If you really love someone, then you don't help them by humiliating them." And I think those are really strong words.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people saying that there's a little bit of a double standard when it comes to Kevin Federline's tell-all book, because Britney released that tell-all book and we all canceled Justin Timberlake because of it, because we found out he cheated on her. And so Britney has done a tell-all book, and now when Kevin does a tell-all book, we're all like acting like Britney's the victim.
Yeah, that is interesting.
One of the biggest differences, though, for me, though, is I feel like Britney was writing a memoir about her life, that there was an expose part of it where we focused on Justin Timberlake, and then we got a lot about Britney. I don't know anything about Kevin Federline. This is like a Britney tell-all book. Like, what else did you do, bro, other than marry Britney Spears? So that's what makes it feel different. It feels like he's exploiting Britney and only Britney, where Britney's tell-all book felt like, I've lived a very complicated industry life growing up from Disney Mickey Mouse Club to, you know, where I was shaving my head, and everyone's curious about how we got to that point. Kevin Federline's like, "Hey, you want to know some dirt about Britney? Here's my memoir."
Yeah. I also think it's different because when Britney exposed Justin, like him cheating and doing all the things and whatever he did, those were like conscious choices. What Britney has gone through, she can't really help.
She's great point too.
Has like mental whatever. Like,
she's mentally unstable at times. It does seem like,
And so I feel like her being exposed feels a little different than Justin being exposed. It just feels weird to me.
The other thing is, he does keep saying that. I've seen like a couple of interviews where it's like, you know, I'm just looking out for Britney. I'm just concerned about her. Like, are you? Like, it doesn't really feel that way. Like, Britney's line is like, it's as crazy as we say that Britney rambled. Her one line was so powerful. Like, if you're really trying to help me, you don't humiliate me. Correct. You actually try to pick up the phone and help me.
Yeah.
Right? Like, craziest story going on.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
We all have those dates that just stand out stronger than others. Some of them are positive, like huge milestones, like your kids' birthdays or anniversaries. And some of those are those milestone moments that happen in your life, and you're like, I knew that one day I would lose my parents, or I'd lose a grandma or a grandpa. I knew those days were happening. And no matter how long and how much time has passed, when those dates roll around, it just becomes a rush of emotions and a rush of feelings. And today is one of those days for Hannah. Mm-hmm. It's the anniversary of her grandma, who passed away 8 years ago. And grief is interesting, because even 8 years after the passing, I've heard it being described as like an ocean, because it just happens in waves. Like, sometimes it can be calm and you feel like, I got my grief under control, I'm good. And then sometimes it just comes rushing back out of nowhere and it hits you, and it hits you so hard, and it never goes away. Kevin, you've lost your parents. It never goes away.
It never goes away. And it's weird because, you know, I remember the days, and you just kind of sometimes they hit, sometimes they don't.
It could be the littlest things, weird. Right? And so today is one of those big days where it was the anniversary of the passing of your grandma. And Hannah, your grandma was like a mother figure to you. She was like mama bear for
huge,
important role model and anchor to the family. And so you prepared some words that you wanted to share with everyone. But before you do that, Kevin, AB, and myself have something we want to share with you before you read what you had prepared for everybody.
Oh, God.
And all of us have...
Oh, dimes!
We all brought in a dime for you to hold while you read your letter, so you can have a little piece of your grandma. So if you don't know,
thank you.
Hannah's grandma would always say, I would be dropping dimes down from heaven when I go. And so all these big moments in Hannah's life happens. And we've been with Hannah a couple of times when we're on like a work trip and it's been like an intense meeting. All of a sudden a dime will just be sitting there. No one uses cash.
Yeah, we've seen it multiple times.
Yeah, we've been part of it.
It's the craziest thing.
So dimes are a really big part of the story. And so all of us brought in a dime for you to hold because we knew this letter was going to be so meaningful to you. So we all did that for you.
Damn, I didn't want to cry before I started. That was very sweet. Thank you. So before I even start, I want to say that this is something like extremely hard for me to try to express. Like, I talk to you guys all the time, but this topic in particular is really hard for me to put into words just because my feelings are so strong. But I really want to talk to you guys about this. So, something I really struggled to understand is why I seem to remember one of the worst days of my life so vividly. It's just crazy to me that I can replay so clear in my mind that October morning 8 years ago today. I was pulled out of class with no explanation. I was told to grab my dance bag and I didn't know why. I didn't know, honestly, if I was getting kicked out of school, if I got kicked out of dance, if I was in trouble or not. I just knew something horrible had happened. I drove home in silence, praying that whatever happened was something that I could change or fix. I always have this feeling inside of me that if something is wrong with my family or wrong with my friends or wrong with anybody in my life, that I could fix it. But as I pulled up to my mom's house, this sounds so crazy, but her front door was opened in a way that it never really was. And I knew by the way her front door was open that something horrible had happened and that I couldn't fix it. And I was right. I couldn't fix it. My grandma was gone, and she was gone before any of us could say goodbye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
She had stage 4 lung cancer that sprung up just out of the blue, and it took her way too fast. It honestly took her so fast that I never had time to process her diagnosis. I actually was the last one to find out about her diagnosis. My family never wanted to tell me because I knew I could never handle it. And they were right. I never could handle it. I still cannot handle it. It now has been 8 years of feeling that initial shock, sadness, confusion, and scaredness. I wish I could come on here and say that I'm filled of just good, heartwarm memories, but I'm not. I'm still just as scared and shocked and sad as I was in 2017. But one thing I guess I could say I'm really proud of, especially this year, is that I think I'm finally in the stage of my grief that I'm letting go of the frustration that I used to have about people not understanding. I used to get so annoyed and so angry of people not knowing her. I would explain and share stories and just try to have people understand who she was, and I would get really mad at them and myself that they couldn't fully grasp it. I wanted people to understand that when I was talking about my grandma, or I said I lost my grandma, that she wasn't just like a normal grandma. She wasn't just someone who I saw on the holidays. She was someone who had like the final say on my homecoming dress. She was really important to me. But now, after 8 years of feeling grief, I've gotten to a place where I do believe that people understand and that they know her. They do know the impact she had on me. They can tell by the way my eyes light up when someone hands me a dime, just like how you guys just did. Or when someone shares a story about literally anything, I have to pipe in and mention my grandma somehow, because she just has that strong of a correlation to everything for me. They know. And my grandma, she was viciously loyal, loyal to her family. She would defend us to the ends of the earth, probably too much. Like, I never could really go to her and say anything bad about anybody in my family, because she would somehow find a way to defend them. And then I'd be like, crap, I'm really not mad. She was loyal to her friends, as she had the same ones forever. She was loyal to love. My grandma believed in true love no matter what she faced. She had been cheated on. She had lost people. She lost the love of her life tragically, but she still was a lover at heart. She always believed in something bigger than her. Not to mention, she was downright, I mean, hilarious. She was one of those people who was naturally funny. She loved to make other people laugh, which would make her laugh. I don't know if you guys know anybody like that, but she was one of those people. And I also have a lot of comfort in people can know my grandma by the way that I am. The way I love my family is a trait I learned from her. The way I can cry when I laugh really hard, that's from her. The way I'm like crazy about photos and capturing memories, that's from her. So through that, she is living on. And that's what I really hope to continue on with years 9, 10, and 11 without her physically here on earth. I hope to keep carrying on her traits and qualities. If I could literally be just a sliver of the person that she was, I would be a really good person. So I have no doubt in my mind that my grandma listens to this show every single day in heaven, listening through her iPad. She loves Megamind questions. And I can totally see her writing down all the questions in a notebook to tell her friends about them later, like it was like breaking news. I know that she loves my strong opinions and willingness to be myself. She would be really proud of the confidence I have gained to even do a job like this, because my grandma used to always help me with my confidence. So the fact that I'm doing it on my own now, gosh, I know she'd be so happy. So once again, I know that I can never truly put into words all these extremely strong feelings and emotions I have on my grief journey, but I do want to always share and remember the person who forever impacted me, and that was my grandma Mary.
So proud of you.
Thank you.
I think a lot of people can relate to having that grandma like be like that mama figure, mm-hmm. right? And like, yep. and losing them is really struggling. But one of the things I think we all struggle with when you have those people that meant so much to you is like, how do you guys need to know the best person in the world. You need to. Mm-hmm. And how they get to know the best person in the world is through you. Like, you have mm-hmm. so much of your grandma in you. My wife has to constantly remind me of that, about my own mom. My mom, when we lost her, I was like, she never got to meet my kids. And it's right. all I ever wanted to do is, it's all she ever cared about is being a family. I'm like, well, my mom never got to meet my kids. And she's, and my wife has to remind me, like, no, she gets to meet your mom every single day because you're the dad that she wanted you to be, because mm-hmm. that's who you are. And so everyone gets to meet your grandma because you are who you are. Yeah. So they're, yeah. everyone who meets you is kind of meeting your grandma.
I know.
Which is kind of crazy.
Gives me so much comfort.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing, Hannah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
they
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.